to episode 2 of the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Director of Athletic Communications, Tim Evans, here at Augustana. We're joined by our Director of Athletics, Slade Larscheid. And Slade, thanks for joining us this week. And first thing to start off, how was your fourth? Were you one of those amateur pyrotechnics, or did you leave it to the pros this last weekend?
You know, thanks for having me on. And yes, I left it to the pros. I was out West River in Spearfish, where I was born and raised, so it's good to catch up with family and friends. But yeah, I keep my distance from any pyro, that's for sure.
Kind of a nice time of year for everyone in athletics. They get to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit, get out, get around all over the country, basically, and see family. How important is that for your staff and the coaches to get out there and enjoy their time this summer?
Well, it's one of the more important aspects of our culture here is, you know, we really do work hard for it's year round, but you know, the month of June and July is a time to maybe catch breath, spend time with family and friends, because the year goes fast, and this is definitely a lifestyle when it comes to athletics. And but there's a lot more to life than X's and O's and wins and losses. And so I really do try to encourage, you know, all of our coaches, administrative staff, support staff to take time, recharge the battery, because you know what, August is right around the corner.
2 years now as the AD here at Augustana, quite the run you've had so far. A national championship, two straight NSIC All-Sports Awards. What has it been like the first 2 years? You just hit the ground running right away, and it's been a pretty quick 2 years.
It's been a quick 2 years, and yeah, a blur to say the least, but it's also one that you know, when you're having fun and there is success, you know, time flies. And but the foundation was laid long ago to be able to step in and continue to you know, carry the torch for success across the board in all our sports, and as well as the revenue piece and the internal piece within our department. It's been such a pleasure. You know, we've got a really good team of people here, and you know, I look back and yeah, it's, you know, May 2014. You know, seems like it was yesterday, but we've really had a good run, and you know, we're not settling either. I think that's the exciting piece of, you know, looking forward to the future for Augie Athletics is, you know what, you know, that success is a catalyst, hopefully, for all of our sports.
And we've seen the department grow in your time here, but not only that, we've seen the success not level off, but continue to march upwards. How much of an impact do you think the staff that's here, the coaches that have, we've got people that have been here for a long time, how much of an impact do those coaches have on a staff and the younger people who are here and doing great things here at Augustana?
Well, I think that, I believe that's actually the biggest piece to our success is, you know, one, having really good people in place, but also retaining them. We've got, you know, long-standing coaches in most of our sports, and you see it's a direct reflection on what they're doing in competition and in the classroom. So, you know, you talk about, you know, it takes a village, but across the board, yeah, I think, you know, our culture here is that we genuinely support each other and each program.
We finished first in the NSIC U.S. Bank All Sports Award for the second straight season. Augustana has finished second or better every year since joining the league in 2008 and 2009. And from top to bottom, we mentioned a great year for Augustana Athletics from the fall all the way to the spring. What does that award mean to the university as a whole, but also this athletic department that, you know, everybody's working hard for one goal, really, at the ultimate? You got every single sport helping out winning that cup.
Well, and that's it. I mean, every sport matters. Like I said previously, I think, you know, we support each other. We're cheering each other on. We lift each other up, you know, if there is a bump in the road. But it's also one that, you know, it's a long race, you know, starting really at the end of August, you know, through May. And to say that, you know, the success we've had since joining the NSIC, you know, hats off, you know, to our coaches and our student athletes, because there's a lot of pride in that trophy.
Augustana won the Mayor's Cup Challenge over the University of Sioux Falls for the fourth straight season. The First Dakota National Bank Mayor's Cup Challenge been kind of a fun rivalry since USF has joined the league. What does something like that do for those events, especially when the two teams are playing? Obviously, it's a big draw already, but to add that extra point, that extra, hey, we want to get that cup and bring it back to Augustana, it's been kind of a fun rivalry.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. Every head-to-head competition matters. So regardless of how many years it's existed, I think it's a healthy, natural rival for us. One that, again, it magnifies the competition between us and the Cougars. And I really do think it's good for the community and also for both institutions.
In the fall, we had soccer made their second straight NCAA tournament appearance, first NCAA tournament win. Football won the share of the NSIC South Division, made their first playoff appearance since 2010, fourth overall. You talk about the year that we had, it really got started with that fall.
Yeah, the fall sports set the tone, I'd like to say, because really that first part of November was a lot of fun. I mean, you had football that was really springboarded into the playoffs. You had soccer, cross country. Our golf seasons went well, so it was one of those first couple months that set the tone for the entire year.
Looking back on it now, it seems like an eternity ago that we made that trip to Humboldt and played in that playoff game in the fall there, and springboarded really into a strong winter season, women's basketball, making that run at the end of the season, the NSIC tournament championship game in front of a great crowd at the Pentagon, and then obviously the men's basketball season ending with the national championship and fighting through the adversity that they did when they got there. What was that postseason experience like? I mean, we got to see such a great tournament here in Sioux Falls, starting with the NSIC tournament, moving into the region tournament, which we hosted at the Pentagon. How great is it to be a part of that and be able to say, hey, we did a pretty darn good job hosting these events?
Yeah, and beyond the piece of obviously just being a fan and you know, just cheering on our guys and gals, it was fun to see it in town. Fun to just have the community rally together, but then also the broad stroke of, you know, Aggie Nation across the country that really got sucked into March, and just following, you know, really both teams, and then with the men, you know, carrying on to Frisco, Texas for the Elite Eight. It was just a special moment for, you know, our university as a whole, and we had people reach out, you know, really across the globe, but then you look at just the overall impact from social media to national media, local media. It was just a special run for really not only the university, the student athletes, our fans, our alumni, but just any person that had any association with Augustana.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Evans, Director of Athletic Communications. We're here with Athletic Director Slade Larscheid. You just mentioned something that really stuck out to me. You mentioned being a fan. It's one of those things that I found. You know, I've been in this business for a while now, and, you know, finished my fourth year here at Augustana. It's one of those things where it's hard to be a fan, but it's hard not to be a fan. You know, me, I work on the press row at the press table, and, you know, the one, you know, cliche rule you always hear is no cheering in the press box. Well, it's true, and we try to stick true to that, but it's hard. How do you you maybe have a different look aspect than I do on that, but how nice is that to be able to be a part of this, say you're a part of this, but be a fan, but yet, you know, carrying that different side where, hey, we gotta, you know, we're still a job to do here and something to reflect and to run a nice event.
You bet. And there is a sense of professionalism. Anytime we're hosting, anytime we're on the road, you're obviously representing the Vikings. I'll tell you a quick story, which I think I broke code on press row when we were at the University of Iowa this past November, sitting next to you and Jeff Filling at the end of the scores table. When Dan Jansen hit the last second shot, I did break the code. I jumped up. I knocked over my chair. I think I knocked over a little water. I knew it was good, but again, those type of moments, I made sure I sat back down, you know, when they were reviewing it, and it was just, again, a special moment right there. But it's tough not to just get engaged and cheer on both the men and women across all the sports, and that's the beauty of this too. But again, you look back and you're pulling for you know, our teams, and at the end of it too, we're trying to provide, you know, as much resources and a platform for success, you know, for student athletes as well as the coaches. And again, that there's the sense of professionalism there. But yeah, that's my quick story on press roll this past year.
Well, and I can attest to that as well. I can tell you that being a part of that Iowa weekend, and then going right from there to Winona and winning on eventually the last second extra point. Really, everyone thought we won it with the touchdown, but that extra point, as you know, sealed that one. And I can remember the Tarleton State game beyond, you know, the Western Oregon, and then the national championship game against Lincoln Memorial. But that Tarleton State game, I shaking. Yeah, you know, I here I am sitting at press row trying to tweet and keep the fans updated, and let me tell you, social media was very wild at that time. But I that Tarleton State game, I will never forget, just my hands shaking, thinking of what the team accomplished with Dan Jansen not being there with them, and everything they accomplished that weekend was pretty amazing. We were able to kind of capture that in video and share that with the fans, and what was. For me, I'll never forget that experience at the national championship, and I've been fortunate to be a part of two Elite Eights. But being a part of that national championship run, what was that like for you? And obviously, you were probably busy with, you know, helping people secure tickets and seats and whatever else they needed in Frisco. But what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I look back and that week trip to Frisco, we didn't want to go home, and you know, the Tarleton game was special in the sense that there's so much adversity. You talk about shaking. You know, I was standing up on the concourse overlooking the court with former Auggie coach John Thomas, and we were pacing you know, almost simultaneously with each other. And but the entire, you know, three games there, it was you know, you talk about a blur, but we were playing our best basketball, team basketball. But then for all the fans that were engaged, like you said, there's a lot of interest. The longer we were down there, the more fans we had. And, you know, just looking back on that championship day and looking across the crowd and when the buzzer sounded off, one of those moments that, again, you're just so proud to be part of. And you'll be able to remember that for the rest of your life. And really, anyone that was there, anyone watched it on TV, again, we've heard from people across the globe, and just so proud because it takes really an effort, you know, all hands on deck, however you want to call it. But then there's that sense of pride that, you know, everyone came together and the stars aligned and national champions.
It was one of those things we're able to see throughout the entire trip, the support, and really social media has changed how that can happen. I mean, it's instantaneous. We had nonstop interaction with fans on Twitter and Facebook, and just seeing the emotion that brought out in alumni, and not even necessarily anyone who competed at Augustana in athletics, just the general alumni population. It was something special to see, and a very exciting time for Augustana and the athletic department. We move on to the spring. Women's golf, women's tennis, seven straight NSIC championships. Women's tennis has won 76 consecutive conference matches. When you think about 76, that's a lot of tennis. What are those programs doing so well, and how exciting is that to see carry that tradition from year after year, and being able to compete at the highest level year in and year out?
And it goes back to, you know, really having good leadership in both programs, between Mark Kurtz and Peggy Kirby, long-standing leadership, and they've set the tone, they've set the bar high each and every season. But you look at the experiences that both those programs are having and competing on a regional, national level, but not sacrificing the academic piece. Again, two programs that do so well in the classroom for us, but then compete again at the highest level of Division II. I can't say enough about both Mark and Peggy and the type of student athletes they have, but then also the experience that they're having. I'm not surprised one bit for seven straight on both ends. And there is a level of confidence and expectation, but they're also having fun too. And you look at what they've been able to do, and there's a target on their back each and every season. So that's pretty cool.
This is the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. Tim Evans, Director of Athletic Communications, your host. We're here with Slade Larscheid, our Director of Athletics. Just a little nugget of information for some fans. We threw this out on social media last couple weeks ago, but 17 team and individual NSIC champions, 12 NCAA postseason appearances, 25 All-Americans, 127 All-Conference selections, 2 Academic All-Americans, 144 academic all NSIC honorees, and 2 NCAA postgraduate scholarships. As we just kind of went from the fall to spring, and to end it with those numbers, that's impressive numbers. That's fun to see. That's exciting to for me and us to be able to promote the great things that student athletes at Augustana are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I look at that statistic, and that's a lot of numbers. I mean, really across the board. I mean, we were able to hang our hat on, and what I'm most proud of is the academic piece. That's a large number of our student athletes that are excelling, you know, in the classroom, and it goes to show you that you know, we're able to recruit really a special type of student here, and that can balance, you know, the competitive side of competing on a national level, but then also, you know, doing so well in the classroom. Again, it's just it shows you that we're doing the right things, and it also, you know, we can improve like any areas, and but again, I that's going to be a pretty tough statistic for us to beat moving forward, and then on top of it, a national championship as well. So again, I look at this, and it takes a village, you know, between administration on campus, the faculty and staff. Our support staff here, those numbers are reflective of really the approach of, you know, it does take a village to have the success we've had, and we take a lot of pride in these numbers.
Last fall, we all joined the Augustana community at Kirkby Over Stadium and got to listen to President Oliver introduce Augustana University to the community, and with that announcement, he announced the possible student activity center here on campus. Can you give us an update on what's going on with the student activity center and what fans can expect to see over the next year or two and down the road?
Yeah, that's one of the number one questions I received now, which is good. It shows that there's an interest in this facility and how it's going to impact the campus community. And again, Rob is a phenomenal leader and has great vision. So again, it's one of those facilities that's going to impact, you know, not only athletics, but academics and rec services, and really every student that steps on campus. And so right now we're in the midst of, you know, hitting the fundraising trail, you know, divvying up prospects, and also while, you know, planning it. We've got a committee of really all arms of campus that have gotten together a few times here, and we're planning out, you know, really the need-based, you know, what's needed in this facility for generations, you know, not just short-term but long-term. So we're trying to paint that picture as broad as possible, and you know, the more square footage we have, the better. But also comes down to funding. But again, I look at this as really an exciting project, and again, we've been able to move forward over the last couple months with really a bunch of ideas, and now it's again getting on paper, getting our donors on the same page, and in as we progress forward with this, you know, that shovel in the ground is going to be exciting.
And another update to give to women's swimming. We announced the addition of women's swimming, and Coach Lindsay Michael now been here nearly a year on campus recruiting, getting everything ready for her program. We're excited. I just sat down with Coach Michael yesterday, and we'll have an interview posted with her on GoAuggie.com on Friday, kind of just detailing that first year, what she been doing, what's it been like being a coach without a team.
Yeah.
Basically building that program. We've seen some changes in the Elman Center to the swimming pool with the lane lines, the banners, the paint job, and it's looking like a really nice competition facility. Can you give us an update on the swimming program and where things are at with that as well?
Yeah, and this is, I'm so proud of Coach Michael and what she's been able to do, because I've learned more lingo and language about swimming than I ever have, but to be able to say that you're not on deck for 1 year and to be able to recruit student athletes that you know, this program hasn't existed, you know, hats off to Lindsay and what she's done. We'll start up this fall, we'll have 16 student athletes on the roster initially, 14 freshmen that are going to be coming in the fall. That's 14 student athletes that probably wouldn't become an Augustana if the program didn't exist. So that's the cool part of this, is to say that it's the first ever. And we joke around, we said, that first year is going to be a lot of records broken. But really fun to be part of, to be able to map out a new program that hasn't been in the offerings here at Augustana, but it fits our academic and athletic profile. It goes to show you that, you know, with 16 females coming in, to be able to compete for the Vikings, there's a genuine interest. Actually, Coach Michael caught me in the hall earlier and said she got her first verbal commit for 2017. So we're constantly recruiting. But for her, again, she's able to really paint a picture of what the program is going to look like. And it says a lot when they're, you know, it's a newer facility based on improvements. But that first class is so key for the success of really the longevity of the program.
Now we kind of wrap up here this afternoon. We've been around the summer months, seeing a lot of activity in the Elman Center and camp season, just kind of maybe winding down or getting close to that end here. How big of an impact does Augustana have on this community with the camps we're able to hold on campus?
Well, I think it brings a lot of young people together, as well as parents and families able to step on campus that maybe they otherwise haven't been. But it exposes, brings exposure to our programs. We have a lot of our student athletes that help out the camps, you know, our head coaches, our assistant coaches, GAs. It brings that personal feel, kind of that community feel. So when there is a game or a competition coming up this next year, we hope they come out and join us, but also they follow us. And, you know, there's probably a lot of future Vikings, you know, that come to camp here. And it just goes to show you there's still that grassroots piece with the community and drawing so many young people together.
All right, Slade. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us on the Viking Voices podcast, episode number 2 here. You can hear that at goaugie.com. And congratulations on another successful year and an exciting year at Augustana Athletics. And we look forward to next year already.
Thanks so much, Tim, and thanks for all you do.
And don't forget, fans, to follow the Vikings home or away on the official website of the Augustana Department of Athletics. For the most up-to-date information on all 19 varsity sports, check out our homepage at goaugie.com.